Blog Talk Radio.
Denise Griffiths is your partner in success. Tune in each Friday as virtual assistants, industry expert, web developer, and online entrepreneur Denise Griffiths interviews industry experts from one end of the internet to the other. These expert entrepreneurs freely share their business building knowledge and provide practical guidance that will show you how to build and grow your own very successful business, be it online or traditional brick and mortar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your partner in success, Denise Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Partner in Success Radio. Today, I am really excited to welcome back to the program Susan Hanley. She is the president and founder of Bijou Incorporated, and I hope I'm saying that right. From the age of 10, Susan loved designing handbags, and it's been a passion of hers all of her life. And as the president and founder of Bijou Incorporated, Susan has taken handbag designing and entrepreneurial leadership to a whole new level. I interviewed her back in March, I believe it was. A lot of new things going on, a lot of exciting news, and we'll be covering that. So since the inception of her company in 2002, Susan has not only watched her own dreams come true, but has also been a very important part in the lives and success stories of women across the country. These are women who make up her sales force. So Susan was on the show in March, like we talked about that, and we talked at length on that show about how she started this company. So be sure to go back into the archives and listen to that interview. It was a great one. Today we're talking about what Susan has been up to this year, as well as her plans for 2002 to make Bijou become a highly sought-after fashion brand. So good morning, Susan, and welcome to the show. And am I saying that right? Is it Bijou or Bijou?
It's Bijou.
Hi.
Right.
Bijou. Okay.
It's common.
I keep thinking theater. You know, the old Bijou theater.
It is such a pleasure to be back on your show. I had so much fun the last time, and we had such a great response. So I've been really looking forward to this. It's nice to talk to you again.
Oh, well, I'm glad to have you back. I've been following you along, all kinds of new things going on. But before I get too deep into all these questions I have, tell our audience a little bit about who you are, how you started this, and where they can find you, and then we'll go into what's going on.
Okay, that's a great idea. The name of the company is Bijou, and we sell handbags and fashionable products. We are a brand that has been around since 2002, as you mentioned, and we sell primarily exclusively through the home party business. So we are a direct selling company, started in 2002, quit my job, decided to go for my dream. And here we are 9 years later, almost to the week, and we've really grown an incredible company, and just it's a network of people. It really has evolved into something so much more than just great handbags, and that's the exciting thing about our path and our journey is how we've evolved. So,
and I know the story behind the name. Can you share a little bit about that? Because it's
sure.
Such a wonderful story.
Sure. The name came from my young son. He was a toddler, and it was one of his first words that he learned in Portuguese. He is half Brazilian, so that was something that was very important to his father, was that he learned his language of Portuguese. So we had a morning ritual, basically, and what it was is he would come pitter-pattering across the floor. I would hear him in my room, and I'd pretend like I was asleep, and he would come up to my side of the bed, and he'd kind of poke at me, and I'd lay there, and then he'd poke at me a little bit more, and pretty soon he'd go, "Bijou, Mama, Bijou." And then I would open my eyes, and, of course, we did our ritual morning kiss. And that was something that was, I mean, obviously just so endearing to me, but little did I know that years and years later I would be starting a fashion brand. And when I was asked, hey, what are you going to name this line and the name of your company and moving forward, and I thought, you know, I really don't know. I was kind of just taken back by the fact that I would even be naming a brand, because I never believed that I could actually be a handbag designer. When I grew up, I had a passion for it, but I didn't really think that I could make a business out of it. So when I was first approached with what the name was going to be, I just hadn't put any thought into it. And somebody said to me, what means something special in your life? Just what, and Beiji was the first thing that came to mind. So when I ended up sharing the story with the group of people that were around me at the time, they fell in love with it, and we were off and running. So now when I tell the story, of course, my son Kyle, who is now 15, he doesn't love it quite so much, but he doesn't understand. He's like, Mom, really, why do you have to keep telling that story? But I know.
He'll work back around to when he's in his 30s, he'll say, oh, that's cool. Right now, I think 15-year-olds are typically embarrassed by their parents anyway, aren't they?
I think
that's just kind of the norm. I think it's a terrific story. So basically, your bags are named Kiss. It's a kiss.
Yes, that's right. Kiss in Portuguese.
Love
that's
it.
Exactly right.
Right. Well, tell me what has been going on with the company since we last spoke, because your story in so many ways is just a huge inspiration, and particularly at this time when the economy is, I don't know what to call it. I'm going to be polite and just call it in flux. There's a lot going on. So I'm hearing, and you probably are too, hearing the same kind of stories, like, oh, my gosh, I lost my job, or I'm going to lose my job. And the people that contact me are not whining, and they're not looking to, you know, stand around and go, oh, poor, poor, pitiful me. They're looking to go, you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready to go do something that I want to do.
Right.
That I'm passionate about and that I can be good at. And I love chatting with these women and men, mostly women. And I think your particular sales force are those type of people, aren't they?
That's exactly
right.
Yeah,
they're just, they're doing exactly what they love.
Right. And, you know, timing is everything. And it's interesting how life plays out that way. You just never know what you're going to be dealt. And it's refreshing to hear that the people that you're talking to have a good attitude about it. I mean, we could live our whole lives in fear of everything. But to hear that there's people out there, and I'm experiencing the same thing, Denise, I really am, where people are saying, hey, you know what, these are my circumstances, this is what happened, I'm looking to turn this into an opportunity. And that is really, that's the energy that is out there for the most part. And then again, you know, you have the people in life that choose to be victims and stay in their zone. But for the most part, we're finding people that really want to turn their circumstances into a newfound opportunity and really explore what their options are, find what they're passionate about. I know there's more and more people that are taking their time that they are off work and they're doing charitable work. I think that is fantastic. I'm hearing stories left and right. We are bringing on consultants really monthly that several of them will share that they're actually joining this business as a way to be able to contribute to the causes that they believe in. And
You're kidding.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Now, I will say that since, to go back to your original question, since we have last spoke, we have actually launched a number of our phases that I think we spoke about on the show, about the different things that we were headed towards and close to launching. We launched our website. We continue to launch the internal tools that our sales force needs in order to really achieve their goals. And that's been very exciting for us because it's something that we started working on 2 years ago. And we are now, in fact, next week we're launching something else, which to me is really the final phase of a very long journey. So we will be celebrating quite a bit by the end of next week to really see this come to completion. And of course, it's ever growing. I mean, we will be improving and working on things constantly. And you know, the website was a big hit. It's an interesting thing about websites, and it's just, it's an ever-changing thing, and I look back now, and I'm already thinking, you know, I wish I could have done that, and I'm going to change this right away. And so that's moving and breathing and evolving constantly. So just because something is launched or just because we hit some sort of you know, a benchmark, it doesn't mean that that's where we stop, and that's true with any business. So we've been very blessed. We have achieved our goals, but by no means does that not mean that there are new goals right behind them that we're already working towards and wanting to achieve, and we will achieve them.
Right. Well, some of the tools that I really kind of wanted to talk to you about how you're attracting people to sell these bags, because a lot of people are looking for new opportunities, but this is actually kind of a two-part question, I think, and I'm trying to formulate it in my mind as I'm chatting, because there's so many things that I want to ask you. You said earlier, I'm going to step back just a little bit and go back earlier, you said that you never really thought that you could have your own business, have your own brand, and we won't go into that too deeply because we did cover that in the last interview. Oh, excuse me, I'm really raspy today. And I really do recommend that people go back into the archives and look for that. It was a fabulous interview. So much information that Susan shared with us. But what are you seeing maybe that you didn't see a few months ago when we spoke about the type of people and the type of energy that they're bringing to your business? I mean, I know you said that, you know, people are bringing a kind of a new energy, but how are you attracting them? How are they finding you?
That's a great question. You know, and again, it's like, where do you kind of start? Where do you find the starting point for this? But I'll start with this. We grew very, very quickly, very fast. Very quickly and very, very big early on. And this goes back many years. And what had ended up happening was it really just took on a life of its own. And the growth was so significant that we really didn't have the time. We were trying to keep up with the growth and supply the product, and we really didn't have the time to build the foundation, all of the key things that you need in place to be able to handle growth. When you start to grow, what are you going to do? You have to have your customer service lined up. You have to have your technology in place, all of your policies, the legal aspects of it, all the financial aspects, and understanding all the different tax laws. And there's just an enormous amount of things that really need to be in place. And what happened was some of that was just not, you know, no, we didn't have the manpower to really build that in the way that we wanted to. So we, about 2 years ago, we really took a step back from the advertising and marketing, and also the kind of the push that we were doing to really sign people on. I mean, we really had to focus on what we had and how we were going to be able to truly plan for the growth. What we needed, those core stages and core what's the word I'm looking for? Just a foundation where we could handle it. So that being said, those are the phases I'm talking about where we've built those tools. We've built the systems for our consultants to be able to log into and really understand not only what their team is doing as far as their teams have goals themselves. So are their team members reaching their goals? Are they planning their cash flow accordingly based on, are they balancing their inventory and how many parties are they having? And there's all these kinds of things that help you, because these women really own their own businesses and they want to be able to see what is it that our teams are doing and how can we help them to make sure that they're achieving their goals and that they're balancing their business and in all of the different areas that are necessary to be successful. So that kind of internal stuff is what I'm referring to when I say the tools for our consultants. In addition to that, we have also launched the website where we are now allowing the consultants to have personal websites for the first time ever. That come out in the last few months. That is huge. That now means that these women are exposed to a whole new market, because quite honestly, not every woman wants to attend a home party. Now, usually if they attend a bijou party, they love them and they'll go for life. I mean, they just absolutely love them. But there is a stigma about home parties. So what happens is Now, if a customer comes across someone and they see a bag and they say, oh, I love your bag, where did you get that? These consultants can now direct them to their personal websites where a new customer can just go online and be able to purchase product that way and not have to worry about scheduling a party or attending anything, any of the shows or anything like that. That really is a big difference for us. That's probably the most significant thing that would be visible to our customer base. And a lot of our customers really don't even know about it yet because we want to make sure that everything is up and running, that all of the training is taking place within our organization. So in the last 6 months, we have been focusing on that training, understanding the business model, understanding how to direct your customers, how to grow your business, how to understand. I mean, really, it gets very intricate. So we really want people to be well-versed in what it is that they're doing. And then we're going to, which I know we're going to touch on probably later, of what the plans are for 2012. But once again, we have that foundation where our sales force is ready for the growth, our technology is in place, our customer service, my corporate team is in place, mm-hmm. where we are now completely ready for the next stage, and that is going to explode very, very quickly, as you can imagine.
It will, and I really remember having this conversation with you. I don't recall now if it was on our interview or when we chatted that 2 hours, whatever it was, before we had our interview. We had such a good time on the phone. But I remember asking you, where could I buy a bag? And because there were no parties in my area, I couldn't.
Right.
And I remember being deeply disappointed by
yes.
that.
Yep.
So now I can find somebody online and I can buy a bag, which to me is, I bought my car online. I don't shop. So for somebody like me, that's the perfect solution. So I believe that will absolutely widen your market.
Oh, and you know what's funny
about
it, too?
It's
just, it is going to widen our market. It's, you know, at the end of the day, though, it's a relationship-driven
right.
company. I mean, yes, we have handbags, and we have great handbags, and people stop us all the time. I mean, that's one of the things that makes it unique is we hear customers say all the time, I have never in 25 years of, you know, carrying a bag ever been stopped for any of the products that I've carried, including some of the pieces that I've spent $2,000 on. Mm-hmm. But within the first week of me carrying one of your bags, I was stopped X amount of times. So there is something about them, and obviously we work at keeping them affordable. That's been at the core from the beginning. So, the thing that's interesting, and I share this because we're the format of your show is, you know, being an entrepreneur and some of the mm-hmm. some of the lessons that come along with growth but the site now, yes, you can go on, you can purchase online. One of the challenges that we've faced is the fact that our model is somewhat unique, and so we're still kind of feeling our way. Our consultants also carry inventory. So what we do is to try to really balance everything. For now, we are posting a certain amount of our inventory for the online purchases. And mm-hmm. this has kind of evolved in that I wanted to, very early on, really protect the businesses that these women have created. I don't
right.
want to compete with them. By all means, I want to help them grow their business. This is just one other way. It's not the way. It's just another way for them to be able to really be successful at what they do. So the home parties are still the absolute heart and soul because as a customer, especially in a bag, you like to try it on. You want to get in there
oh, yeah.
and try that over your
yeah.
shoulder. You want to make sure you like where the pockets are and all the ins and outs of that. Plus then you get to leave the party with your purchase. So there's a lot to be said for that, let alone the fact that you get the guidance from the consultant that's there and she can kind of help direct. If you so desire, there's never any pressure sales at all. Our parties, they are fantastic. There's help there if you need it. But otherwise, it's really just an opportunity to shop with your friends and find great product and be able to leave at a, you know, without spending your rent money on a gorgeous handbag. So
you have talked to me about this before, and I'm guilty. Sorry. I am a handbag fanatic. I will pair, like you said, a $2,000 bag with a pair of $10 Walmart flip-flops. I'm guilty. I've done it. But, you know, we have our addictions, and mine happens to be really great bags. So
well,
I'm looking forward to being able to go buy one.
I have a new bag for you. You're going to be blown away. It's going to be a gift, so I don't want to lead too much. But, you know, what I was going to say about our website, it needs, already looking back, there's so many things that we want to do to improve that. And some of the challenges that we face are the fact that we're told, you know, technology-wise, this is what can be done and this is what cannot be done. And so we have to build things within the parameters of what technology will allow. And that has proven to be extremely challenging. I mean, if I got to do just everything I wanted to do, I can assure you it would look and behave a lot differently. But it's constantly improving it. And so, yes, customers can log on. They can finally go out and know exactly where to go, where to get their handbags. And if they don't see what they like on the site themselves, and they can call and contact a consultant that can direct them. They may have it in their own inventory, or they can arrange to get the customer the bag. So it's getting easier. It's still not ultimately where we want it to be in the next 6 or 8 months, but we're working towards that, and that's the important thing. Yeah. So we have work to do on that one, but we're getting there.
Well, and you're right about the technology. I mean, I build websites all day, every day. And listen, I may find something that didn't exist yesterday. I kid you not, I have found plugins or widgets because I work a lot in WordPress. And I'll find something that just hit the market and like, oh, it's like magic. Mm-hmm. I grab that plugin and I go install it on whatever clients I think need it. And things are changing all of the time. So and you said it earlier, your website is a living, breathing extension of your company. So you're absolutely correct on that. Where
and
can
I
people
just, you
find?
Know, word to the word to anybody that's getting started in a business. I have a couple of tips for you on technology, but I have a feeling that's probably a question that you're going to ask a little bit later on.
Yep, I will. Because listen, without a website, you just can't do business these days anymore. Susan, tell people where they can find your website, because I know people are going, okay, how do you spell it? Where do I go?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tell people very quickly.
Bijubags.com, and the spelling is B as in boy, EIJOBAGS.com. And if you ever forget, you can just look up how to spell kiss in Portuguese. So it's bijubags.com.
I love that, kiss in Portuguese. I want to back up again just a little bit because I have so many questions, and again, I'm going to refer people back to that first interview, but being on radio, it's really difficult for our listeners to visualize a bag. So can you take a minute to describe the qualities and the features and what makes them so very special and so affordable?
Yes, I can. I would love to, actually. We have a number of different lines. In fact, by the way, go to the website because we just launched our fall collection yesterday.
Ooh.
So this is it. So get a sneak peek into fall. We have even more product coming out as we try to freshen up our product line frequently, whereas most people just do one collection a season. We do several. So the fun thing about Bijou is you check back in a few weeks and you'll see even more product coming in. So it's pretty exciting, but we did just launch that. So please go to our website, take a look at all of our bags, but especially the fall launch that we just laid out for everybody yesterday, and the excitement and comments are coming in. So hopefully this is a really good start to our fall season. But let me give you a little bit
of history.
I just went
to visit while you were saying that.
Oh, you did?
I'm there, yeah. I love your colors.
Well, we've got our couture collection for this season is just one of my favorites. I search high and low. I mean, I truly do go through the back alleys. I find things that will not be in the main market. I really spend a lot of time on sourcing. Most companies will have sourcing teams for them. For as long as I can, I like to get out there and actually do it myself, because sometimes ideas will spark off of the journey. And so certain things that I find along the way will lead me into really ultimately what I'm looking for and what I want. So let alone that the search for something unique is ongoing for me constantly. So for this fall season, when you're on the site there, you'll see the collection that's launched now. It's called Fashionable Elements Collection for our fall couture collection. And it is made out of a really soft, supple faux leather with an embossed crocodile pattern. And it just, it's not real leather, but it looks and feels like leather, especially after you carry it for a little while. It does soften up and give, and it just really, really works. And it was able we were able to bring that into the collection at such an affordable price with such a rich look. So we are receiving just great comments on that line. That comes in a beautiful brown topaz. It also is in a black onyx and a granite gray, which is fabulous, and just photographs do not do that justice. So we struggle with that. Again, another reason why the home parties are ideal, because photos just can't quite capture some of our collections. So in addition to that, we also have our classic line, which has been a huge hit for us for 9 years. And the interesting thing about that line, it's a beautiful, very unique pearlescent finish. And what this does is people will say, oh, I've seen something like it, but they have not actually seen this material. So there are things out there that resemble this type of look, but we have a very unique finish that we put on that gives it a lot of depth and really magnifies that color. So our colors are also mixed personally, where we'll hand a Pantone color over and then we start doctoring it from there until we really get that unique beige color that we're looking for. I'm definitely not loved by all of the vendors that we work with, because I am a perfectionist, but I know what I want. I know how it's supposed to look. So, and that collection is just absolutely timeless. That's our classic collection. It really has been just top seller for us from day one. People love the fact that it just looks so unique, so rich, and it's timeless. It's one of those things where you pull out a bag from that collection, you pull out a bag in your closet, 6 years later, and it still has that timeless look. So people really love that. So what we do is with the classic collection, we keep that obviously very classic and elegant, but we also will add hints of trend to that collection, and then we play a little bit more and use some softer fabrics, more pliable fabrics, and just wonderful materials in our couture collection. And then also we have a founders line, which is where I really get to play. When I do a founder,
I'm there right now.
Are you?
I'm looking at In Your Embrace. I like big totes. I have a weakness for a very large bag, and I carry a lot of stuff.
I am
and I'm
staring
loving
at your
new
bag. I have one that I'm looking at right now that I am sending you, and I've had my eye on it for you for a few weeks because we've just gotten them in. So
wait.
You're going to love
you.
It.
I'm rubbing my hands together. Like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, you're going to love this
so
one. I just have this feeling. We also have a lot of accessories that go with both collections, and we do watches. We also have sunglasses. Mm-hmm. We will be expanding on our brand into some other areas in 2012, and we're really just looking forward to continuing to grow the brand and evolve the lines, we feel like we've got a really nice balance right now between the people in the marketplace that are looking for the pearlescent classic look that we've had for many years, and that's really Beiju's signature look. that's where people can just look at it and they go, oh my gosh, is that a Beige You? But there are a lot of people that really want something a little bit more, like I said, pliable and soft and just kind of, I don't know what the right word would be, but just something a little bit more...
Flexible.
Yeah, flexible, and where you can, you know, if you're really, really hard on your bag and you're getting in and out of places and you want to be able to plop it down here and there, well, we do different fabrics and materials now that allow for people that are a little bit more in need of something that's going to really hold up under a lot of different conditions.
I would think that would be most of us, because we're coming and going. And, I admit I'm a little hard on my bags, and I'll look at it. I apologized one of my bags the other day. I really did, because this is a pitiful story, but it's a tote, and I put it down between a table in my living room and the wall. And apparently Gracie Lou Griffiths, my office assistant, my junior office assistant, little orange cat, decided that was a great place to sleep.
Oh,
I picked up my bag.
No.
Couldn't figure out why it was so heavy.
Oh,
I was
no.
toting a cat around, so I had to apologize to her for waking her up and then apologizing to my bag for having cat hair in it. It was very sad.
Wow, you really are a bad person. I'm convinced
I am.
Now.
I am
definitely convinced.
Oh,
yeah, I have your new bag here. But I don't know for sure if your cat's going to like the bag or not. So...
I hope not. I really do. Normally I lock them up, but this one, you know, it's a tote, and I haul it around. It's actually,
yep.
It's kind of my go-to tote. And, you know, I just plunked it down on the floor, and next thing I knew, it weighed another 15 pounds. Anyway.
It can happen overnight, right? So we have,
yeah.
You know, one of the pieces that we have coming out in our couture collection this year, we've got iPad cases. We've got...
Oh.
Yeah, that they're just really, really fun, and that's something that I plan on evolving are things that will be able to just fashionable touches to
mm-hmm.
some things that we need for our technology devices, right? But let's
right.
still make it fun and fashionable. There's no reason why we have to run around looking like carrying the same cases that all the men are carrying.
Everybody
so,
else.
Yeah,
well,
I'm having
this?
Some fun with that.
I just had an idea for you, because even though, look, I don't know about you, but I'm an old-fashioned girl. I want a dayminder. I do. You know, we have our phones, we have our computers, but I still have a great deal of satisfaction writing it down and seeing it on paper. Are you going to do a dayminder?
I have to giggle because I've been asked that for so long, and the challenge with that is we just don't make items like that very often. So we would have to literally pick a size and hope that that's
right.
the size of the day timer that you like to use. And
mine's
that's
big,
where it gets
big,
a little bit complicated. Yeah, it's such
yeah.
a personal choice. And, you know, if we made just a line of those types of products, then we could really go in and make many different sizes. But it's tough because we just don't know. Everybody I talk to has got a different thing in mind. So what
right.
I'm trying to work on, I probably shouldn't say out loud, is something that would be able to satisfy a few different sizes at once. So I am
right.
looking forward to seeing if I can get my ideas pulled together and get some samples made up for that
okay.
type of thing, because I know you're not the only one. We do get a lot of those requests, but we also have a computer bag coming out this year that I'm very excited about. It's called Soul Provider, and that is really something I've been wanting to do for a while. It's made out of that soft faux leather with the croc pattern that you're seeing in the couture collection.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the Soul Provider will be launched in a number of weeks, so it's still to come. But one of the best features about that is you know, we have all of us work in a professional environment during the day. We want to be able to have something where we can walk into the office and be looking smart, but still have a functional bag that does not weigh a ton, that we can get our
right.
computer in and out of, and all of the cords and all the different things that we need to carry with us. And So this bag provides that. There is an inner padded computer case that that you can put your laptop in. There's all kinds of pockets for your cords and side pockets on the sides of the bags for water bottles or extra cords and that, plus tons of pockets. You'll be very organized. But then what I really liked about that concept is, what about when the weekend comes? You know, how is it that in this day and age, you know, when we're trying to be a little bit more careful with money and making some choices, I've been working on trying to make products that can be used in a number of different ways. So what I like about this sole provider is that I actually made it into a mommy diaper bag for the weekends. So what I did is, on that internal laptop bag, it also zips down the sides and becomes a changing pad for your little one. And
wow,
all of those pockets that are in and around the bag are perfectly sized for diapers and wipes, and all the little blankets and the outside pockets are for the bottles and all the different things that you carry in your usual diaper bag. And again, what about when, you know, that the men end up carrying the diaper bag most of the time if you're out on a family event. So I've had so many requests through the years to be able to come up with something that would that the men would really want to carry and feel comfortable with, that didn't have a bunch of teddy bears all over them. So this has really satisfied that, and I'm very, very excited about that bag coming out. It's called Soul Provider. It'll be out. Check back on the website. It'll be out in a few weeks. So,
well, I'm glad you said that, because actually when I was poking around, because I'm going through all of your collections now, and I thought I saw a diaper bag, and I was going to come back to that. So
we do. We do have one that's
okay,
made out of our classic materials from our classic collection. It's called Rockin' Mama. That actually has been picked up in the press, I think, about four times in the last 6 months. So that bag was featured on The Doctors, the show The Doctors, and it's also been in several publications. So that is a beautiful, beautiful bag. And on the back side of that, you unzip the sides, and it folds out. It's connected, but it folds out to be also a changing pad, and has a lot of internal pockets. That's a big seller for us. We've had that for years. I just love that bag.
Wow. I love all of your ideas. I think what a lot of people who are listening in, we have a ton of people in the chat room and on the line, actually. If you're new to and I'm going to say it properly this time, Bijou, right?
Right.
Bijou. Bags. I wrote it down, Bay-Joo, so I could remember how to pronounce it.
Yeah, phonetically, do that, right.
Phonetically, right.
Denise, are you there? Denise? Denise? Hello?
Go.
Oh, there you
Susan.
Are.
Susan.
Yes.
What happened? I'm
I
just
don't
chatting
know.
Away and you're...
I'm so sorry.
It
I
happened.
Have no idea. I didn't move. I promise. I don't know what happened.
No,
no. Crazy.
You know, the last three or four interviews, we've had these glitches. I don't know what it is. I'm assuming it's a Blog Talk Radio thing. But anyway, you're back. But I was telling people that you started Bijou out of the trunk of your car.
Yes.
And, well, shoot, there we go. To listen to you now, nobody would know that, would they?
No. It's it's really even hard for me to believe how this has evolved just over time. It's been just such a blessing. There have been a lot of tough lessons, but I can honestly tell you that if you surround yourself with good people and you really stay true to yourself and your vision, then you can do the same thing. Anybody can if they really put their mind to it. So, yes, it takes a good idea. Yes, it takes dedication. But it is possible. And I think, you know, if people knew even prior to that some of my background and history, they would feel even more inspired by the fact that I don't care where you've come from or what your education level is. If you have an idea, you dedicate and you stay true to yourself and surround yourself with people that believe in you, and I just cannot say that enough. you really can make things happen in your life. But a lot of people just don't give themselves enough credit, and they sit back and they watch life happen around them.
Right.
And there's just, and it's part of what I want to do later after, you know, we get to a certain point with Beiju and we move on. I want to be able to kind of start something on the side where I can really get out there and share my story and be a be somebody that people can turn to. What doesn't matter what their business is. If you're involved in Beiju, if you're not involved in Beiju, I really want to dedicate my time and find an advisory board to work with me to be there for other people, because there are so many things that that I've learned, and the people that I've talked to about being on my advisory board in this kind of charitable thing that we want to start, that they've learned hard lessons, and there's no reason why other people should have to learn the same things. If you've got some expertise around you, then by all means grab it. And I really want to build something with the knowledge that I have and the help from others. So I'm hoping to get that launched in the next year or so.
I think that is an incredible idea, and this is why I always love chatting with you, because you know what you know, you've learned what you've learned, you're continuing to learn and evolve, and you're so willing to share that with other people. And that is, like you said, the entrepreneurial person. I mean, that's what the show is about. That's why we're chatting. Entrepreneurs make America work, period. If anybody wants to argue with me, don't bother. I won't listen. Entrepreneurs are what make our nation work. We create the jobs. We help other people. And I love your story. I think what you're doing is just astonishing. And to take this company from the trunk of your car to doing what you're doing now in very short time is a pretty astonishing story. But what I'm hearing from you, Susan, is you just did it. You didn't think that you couldn't do it, so you did it.
You know, if there were ever moments...
It probably never occurred.
Well, if there were ever moments where I sat down and doubted, or got tired, or it wasn't really doubt, it would just be... Sometimes you just get worn down, and usually that happens if you know, somebody around you has been deceiving, or, you know, you find out... there's going to be people around every corner that have all the answers and that are going to, you know, take you places and all of these things. And I could do an hour show just on that. But
we may.
Yeah, we may have to. I mean, I
we
have
should,
so much
actually.
More to say, Denise. Honestly, anything I know, if it's just an ounce of, you know, just slightly beneficial to somebody else, please take it, because there's a lot of things that people do not need to learn over and over again. And so reaching out and finding people and listening to other people's stories can really prevent some pretty big mistakes, or, you know, mistakes are always there to learn from. But you know, just some heartache that you just don't need to go through.
Right.
But, you know, the great thing, it's true. It started out of the trunk of my car. The thing about Beiju is that I took on all the risk very early on, and there were a number of people that joined our organization within the first 6, 8, 9 months that decided, hey, you know, this is definitely for me. I'm seeing where this is going. And they themselves took on a massive amount of risk and really bought into the inventory packages that we had, and started truly like drop shipping literally containers of product across the country. And a lot of those people are still with us today. But through the years, what had happened was we have worked enormously hard on getting that risk lower and lower and lower and lower. And now the difference between, you know, 9 years ago when it was the least amount of product that you could purchase was, you know, 50 handbags, and it went up and up and up from there. But now, what business can you start where you are your own boss and you get to be in a fashion-driven company? I mean, it's your company, but a fashion-driven industry for $179 plus tax. I mean, it just is unbelievable. There is no risk in getting involved, and that is what has been a significant difference in us signing on the consultants that we do now, because people are, they're losing their jobs, unfortunately, or being laid off, or life changes are happening. Some people are forced out to early retirement, and they don't have a lot of money to invest in a business, but they know they want to do something. And so that is what makes us truly unique, is that you can get involved in your own business. You run it, you know, from your home. You create your own hours. Now, definitely, the more you work, obviously, the more you're putting into your business, the more money you're going to make. But that's up to you and what your needs are and your personal and financial goals are. But that is just absolutely a key point in why we are signing on consultants so steadily at this point in our short life. And it really is because there's just minimal risk, absolutely minimal risk, and the tools and training and expertise is around them now, and that's really a big difference. Early on, people were kind of, you know, trying to figure out, well, what do we do here and what do we do there? And I didn't want to set too many parameters because I knew there was still some organic growth that needed to take place, and I didn't want to be forced into a corner where, you know, we didn't have any flexibility to be able to move and evolve the brand in the way that it was meant to be, which now we have clearly settled into exactly where we're supposed to be and are able to offer that to people, and they're loving it. And I love signing commission checks. Bring them. Lay them on my desk. I'll sign them all day long. If people are making money at this and they're enjoying what they're doing, then I mean, all of the hard work has paid off, and we're just keeping the product fresh and really getting things out there. So that's what's attributing to this massive amount of growth right now, and it really is fulfilling hearing the stories coming back from the field. I just absolutely love it.
I can imagine. Now, I have to play devil's advocate, though, Susan. You know, I'm going to, because I know a lot of husbands will be going, you want to do what? We're broke. You know, I can see it now. But, you know, I do want to just kind of approach it from that, because people are losing their jobs. And, you know, people who, you know, let's just assume that I'm a new consultant coming on and I want to do this, but my husband's like, I don't think so. You really need to get a job. And, you know, if the world is that broke, nobody's going to be buying handbags anyway. My response to this alleged spouse would be, are you kidding me?
Right.
During a recession, you know what goes, you know, do you know what always rises? Candy.
Mm-hmm.
People are buying candy.
Yep.
They're also buying lipstick.
And
they're buying bags.
Yep.
So, you know, whatever your name is, we're going to call you Joe. Joe, you're wrong. So
right.
I'm going to let you take over from there.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've come across many a husbands in the last 9 years, and they bring up very valid points. I can honestly tell you that I don't think I've come across one that I've spent 15 minutes with that hasn't it then now in turned and encouraged their wife to sign on. Well, honey, what are you waiting for? So we're very husband friendly. Let me just say that.
Both
number one is the husbands happen to love the product. They love the fact that it's like, hey, if you're going to go out and spend money on a bag, which I know you're going to anyway, honey, at least let it look a little different than everything else that people are carrying or from everything else that you've got in your closet. And they really are on board with the product. But the most important thing is, are they on board with this business model? Are they on board with, and can they support you in what you want to do and grow your business?
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to play devil's advocate.
That's right. And it's, you know, it's an easy thing for me to answer. To your point, it's proven over time that in a recession, beauty products and bags and shoes and that really don't take a heavy hit. Some of the real high-end ones do. But our bags are so affordably priced that it is just, it really has not been a huge issue. And here's another reason why I can say that with such confidence, is that the majority of our customers still buy two bags. So in the early days, they were buying, you know, four and five bags at one time, and we still have plenty of that as well. But they go in and they see that the bags are so affordable, and we have a few bags that that can be carried in so many different ways that it's like getting four bags in one. So we have our completely reversible bags, which now you've got two bags in one, and at a very affordable price. And but we also have a lot of our accessories and different bags that have detachable straps. So there's, you know, four different ways that you can carry them. It converts to an evening clutch, and by day it's a shoulder strap handbag, and then you can carry it over your shoulder. And I mean, there's just all these different ways. We really maximize the value of their purchase. So that has been a tremendous help for us, and really our parties are very successful. And I mean, certainly we've felt a change is just like anybody has, but certainly not to that degree. And
right.
And again, for $179, you're getting in. You get product with that. It's not just you pay $179 and you get a letter from me that says, you know, hey, welcome to the Bijou family.
Thanks.
You get product that then you turn around and sell. And I can tell you that selling our product is not a challenge. A lot of times people will get their starter kit and they'll call their neighbors over or their mom or sister or whatever, just a small gathering, and they love it because it's like Christmas. They open the box and they open up all the bags and everybody ooh-ahs. And most of the time, those bags are sold off that table at that moment before they even have a party to book. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really a unique thing. You know, it is about keeping the bags affordable at the end of the day.
It must be, and I have to ask this. I mean, you're saying that people can start their own business for $179, which you're right. That's a business model that I have not come across, and that they're getting products.
Oh, yes,
do you
absolutely
mind describing what kind of product
they will be
getting?
Yeah, they get two of our best-selling handbags. I mean, these are proven sellers. We've had them, you know, featured in different magazines. They're they come in, again, two of our top-selling colors, and they also get a wallet plus a number of tools and different things that will really help them get their business started. So they get a nice little package, but the most important thing is that we want you to start making money right away. The last thing
right.
I want is somebody going out. I don't care if it's $179, $29. It doesn't matter to me. I do not want people starting off in this business and not feeling successful right away. What good does that do? This whole brand is about people feeling good about themselves, people going after something it is that they want to achieve in their lives. And I and we as an organization want to help them get there. So that it does nothing for me to not encourage them right off the start. So when you the value of the product that you have in your starter kit along with the tools and the different things far exceeds what your $179 investment was. And
right.
that's the key. We want people to feel good about themselves right out of the gate. Excuse me. I'm going to get some water. Hold on. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm doing the same thing. I don't know if it's the weather. I'm very raspy myself today.
So, yeah, for me, it definitely is the weather because it's just been changing out where I live. So.
Oh, it's crazy here. I mean, we go, it'll be hot, hot, hot. And then we've got a mini tornado knocking down fences. It's just kind of nuts weather, and it's affecting my voice, no question about it. One of the things that I wanted to ask you too, and I don't recall if this business model is fairly new to you, this $179, is this something that's new? Because I don't remember this.
Yes, it is. We've offered that for a while, but what it's I didn't want to announce it too early because we were still in
gotcha.
Some of the phases that we wanted to really test through and make sure that that everybody was well trained on it and really understood
mm-hmm.
what this model is about. So we are just now entering the phase where we are going to, on a corporate level, be really doing some PR push and some advertising and different things as well. So, and we've never really gone with that type of approach before because it's all been word of mouth but we are so anxious to get people to be successful. We really, I really mean that. I'm not just saying it because you know I've had other options. You know I've had offers from department stores, and I could have taken this business a number of different ways. But it is absolutely from the core of my heart where this is fulfilling for not just me, but for all of these women. And by selling in department stores, we would have been faced with really just being entirely disconnected from our sales team and also completely disconnected from our customers. And I'm not saying that that's not a viable option for obviously thousands of brands. I mean, it's a proven you know, avenue for very successful brands. But for me personally, I do not get as much out of a retail sale where I'm completely disconnected as I get out of running into people and hearing their story, their Bijou story of, oh my gosh, the first Bijou I got was da 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 da, and I carried it, and then my mom loved it, and it was her 80th birthday, so I just gave it to her right then at the party, you know, whatever the stories are going to be. And that's really what captures the essence of the brand. That's what makes us different, among other things, obviously. But there's just so much more than just a beautiful bag. There's lives being changed and altered, and personal goals being achieved, and fears being overcome, and financial independence is happening out there day in and day out for thousands of women over the course of many years. I mean, it's just, that is incredibly exciting.
Yeah, and rewarding. I mean, the passion in your voice when you're talking about your company is just wonderful to hear. And that's what I really wanted to share with our audience, is that you can do this. And anybody with a dream and a passion can do what they want to do. And
absolutely.
I love this story. Listen, what I'd like to do, and I don't even know why I'm doing this on the air. We probably should talk afterwards, but I have a list of a lot of people, and I would love to send out your information to my list, because I am always having people saying, what is a good business opportunity? Not everybody is cut out to be a virtual assistant. Not everybody is cut out to be a web developer. Every woman I know carries bag, or 10, or 20, in my case.
That's terrible.
So with your permission, I would like to get together with you and craft something that I can send out to my list that explains work with you.
That is, Denise, that is very sweet and an absolute compliment, because I know people probably come to you quite a bit and say, hey, will you endorse this or that? And for you to
offer. And I never do.
To really, I know, I can see that about you, and of course you'd have to be very careful. So the fact that you are even offering that just means the world, and you get it. You absolutely get it. And
I get your business model. Yeah.
You know, keep in mind, it doesn't have to be Bijou forever and ever and ever. It's about you defining what success means for you. What does balance mean for you? If this is something that you do for a few months, if it's something, you know, you just want to make X amount of money and then you're going to finally take that dream vacation and learn how to speak Italian, whatever it is, you're welcome in this family, and there is no pressure. We have the tools and the team that will help you achieve whatever it is. You can go as high as you want, and you can make as much money as you want. Whatever it is that you've decided that works for you, we're here for you, and there's a team of people ready to lift you up and help you achieve your goals. So I really mean that.
That is an incredible business model, and I really, really think that your business is just going to just keep on growing, because it's not just about business. It's not just about making sales.
Right.
I mean, you're genuinely a person that makes everyone feel better. I mean, I get a new bag. Mr. Brown at UPS is my best friend. You know, he comes to my door, and I'm like, woo! And he hands me my new bag, whatever it was. And sometimes he'll ask me what it was. And yeah, I mean, I get a real lift from, you know, when you're carrying something that is lovely and it's functional, it just makes you feel good. It just does. And that may be a woman thing. I don't know. But it just, there's something about a high quality, very functional, lovely looking bag that just makes you feel better.
Oh, I completely agree, and there are thousands and thousands of others that feel the same way that we do. And
I know
whether or not it's Beizu or any business that you have, I mean, one of the things that I say to people all the time, including our own sales force, is you know, don't spend 125% of your time just selling. Selling is an important part to maintain your business and to grow your business, but there comes a point where it can be a little bit much. Be able to learn and read your environment. And, you know, a lot of times, and most of our customers early on came to us because they approached us. They approached us regarding the bag, or if I'm sitting on a flight and I'm talking to somebody, I don't just say who I am and what I do to begin with. They'll ask, you know, after a bit of conversation. And just by being yourself and telling your own story, people want to learn more about you. If they see an energy about you, they're attracted to it. They want to know, what is this person doing? What are you doing exactly that makes you so happy or so balanced in your life or so? And they are drawn to it, and then they inquire. But try spending some of your time actually giving, not just selling, because giving in little gestures along the way, again, just, you know, not only do you attract great people, because in life, if you're out there just selling and pushing all the time, you're going to also attract some of the people that are absolute takers. And they just want, what's in it for me, what's in it for me. That can suck the life out of your business, and it just take up enormous amount of time and energy to surround yourself with those types of people. So there's a balance in that. But we just did an event where we gave out thousands of dollars in product and to our consultants, and I said, you know, just I want everybody to take one accessory and your business card and go out and just give it to somebody. Just hand it out with your business card. Just make their day. Just for no reason at all. Don't pitch them. Don't say anything. Just literally say, this is for you from Beizu, and just see what happens. And the response that we've been getting is just off the chart. And I understand that people can't do that, getting your business started early on. But I can tell you that it's little gestures in life that you would be surprised what quality of people that you meet. It's not just how many people you meet in life. You want to be able to meet the right people that you want surrounding you and you want selling your product or selling your service, whatever it is that your business is. So keep that in mind. You know, don't just sell all the time. Try giving a little.
Right. Well, and that leads me, and we're out of time. This will be, it stopped streaming. It will continue to record. But that leads me back to what you're going to be doing for Susan Hanley, not for the brand, with your philanthropy, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, I am so excited. I've got a lot of ideas, and I've been talking to some different people that I've met along the years or through the years, and that I would love to have join me as an advisory board, and we're still kind of putting things together. But I really want to get people that are from maybe a legal background, especially if it has to do with trademarking or you know, anything that's relative, you know, properties and intellectual properties and all of that type of stuff. That's really, those are key pieces when you're building a business, are your legal advice, your financial advisor and accountants and tax people, and technology. I mean, those three fields right there are absolutely key. And most of us don't know anything about, certainly, even one of the fields, but to know nothing about all three can be a little bit scary. And I will say this, there are no shortcuts. I've tried shortcuts. They do not work, and they end up costing you a fortune. Do not go with that whole, you know, well, let's say you need a website or you need some advice, tax advice, you know, and you're going to hear a lot of this. Well, my uncle knows a guy, or my friend built a site once, and those things are very tantalizing to you in the very beginning when you're starting your business, because you've got little money, but you've got a lot of needs, and they're all
right.
Urgent. And so those are the types of things that I want to be able to help people with and advise them with, where we can actually give recommendations that are really worthwhile and that can hopefully, you know, keep people from learning some pretty hard mistakes or pretty tough lessons. So that's the kind of stuff that I really am looking forward to. So I'm working on it. I'll get there.
Oh, I know you are, and I am so excited to see where all of this goes. And if you need any help with anything, you know my phone number. Call me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would love to help out.
Well, I think that could be exciting. There's no doubt that you know, you and I will have a good friendship for many years to come. So I absolutely love doing your show. I love talking to you. I cannot believe that once again an entire hour went by.
It did.
Oh my goodness! And I swore this time we were going to open it up and take calls. So,
and we have a ton of people on the switchboard. It always lights up when you're on, but I definitely want to get you back, and I would love to get you back before the end of the year.
Okay.
I'm booked up pretty much through November, but I'll send you some dates because you have so much information to share.
There's time.
And
I could go on any one subject I could talk about for, you know, at length.
Right.
So I feel
we
bad
that
we didn't get any of the calls, though. I don't want people to feel frustrated. But so what happens? They sit on the switchboard and then they just give up, or...?
Well, they're still there.
can you bring them in, or even though it's not live?
No, it's too late now, I'm afraid.
Oh.
But what I'll do, I'll send out a note on Facebook and to my list. Listen, next time, I promise you we're going to open up the call. You know, I'm thinking, honestly, we may need to do just a monthly call because you have so much to share. I don't know if you have time for that, but I would love it.
I would be very interested in that, and I know I've talked to you before about, which I don't know if we should go offline on this, but being able to do something like that for on a monthly basis for sure. So
offline because I have a ton of, you know, I'm thinking maybe we can do just a different show, not on Fridays, maybe a Wednesday or something that's just us. So we can talk about that. You know, we can figure out what will work best, and that way we can schedule something because you have so much information to offer the entrepreneurial community, and I don't want them to miss out on anything that you've learned or anything that you're willing to share.
Right.
So, yeah, let's definitely chat and see what we can do to help people out.
I'm totally on board with that. You know I am. So I think there's some partnering here that we can do to really, really get some help out there for some people.
Yeah. I mean, we both see it all day, every day.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's heartbreaking. And then other days I'm like, well, good for you. And then other days I just want to slap somebody and say, quit whining. You know, just pull your butt up and go do something. But that's kind of rude, so I don't actually do it, but I think it. Well, listen, we are, well, you know me, so. Well, thank you, Susan, for being here with me again today. I love chatting with you, and I love your passion for your business, and I love your passion for how you are so willing and able to help other people. And we are definitely going to get you back on here again. So, everybody, go back to that first show. I know I've been preaching this the whole hour. Go back to that first show. Listen to that one. Come back to this one again. And if you need to contact me, I'm all over Facebook. And I will definitely post a link to this show, and I will post a link to Susan's website. Take a look at her business opportunity. I never recommend things. I'm recommending this one. Susan, have a fabulous weekend, and I'll call you after a bit.
You got it. Thank you very, very, very much. I really mean it. It was a pleasure. You take care.
You're welcome.
Until
I loved
next
it.
Time.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Bye.